Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. The official clock here at NHC says it's 9 a.m., so it's time for an update. Let's look at the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. I mean, this image says it all. Just a large storm. You can see the eye right there in the middle, but the other part of this is really see the expansion, you know, some of the wind field looking a little bit bigger with time when we start looking at this image, start looking at the storms in here. So that's pretty typical, these storms, as they're powerful, 160 miles an hour, but you're starting to see a little expansion of that wind field, and that's going to come into play later. The other part of this, at the last advisory, we had it about 35 miles from reaching the islands in the Bahamas. That's just a dangerous situation for anybody in this area, because if you look at this, you're going to have all this hurricane force wind, and it's not going to move very fast, and that's something that we've been talking about for a while, and one of the changes overnight is just even a little bit slower in that forecast track. So look at these times. I mean, that's 2 a.m. Monday. That's 2 a.m. Tuesday, and impacting now. If you add that 24 hours plus what we have now, that's 30 to 36 hours of pounding hurricane force winds, major hurricane force winds. That's rainfall that could total 15 to 20 inches, maybe up to 30 inches of rain in the Bahamas. And that's also storm surge and waves, 10 to 20 foot, and some higher waves there. So very dangerous situation for the Bahamas. So with time, if you think about this wind field and possibly expanding with time, you know, we're looking at the tropical storm warning for portions of the Florida coast, because if you draw that line later on, some of those could make it on shore. So we have to really watch this storm close. If you're in Florida, we have to pay attention, because the error cone still stretches over Florida. So we can have a center offshore. We can have a center right on the coast. We can have a center that goes inland a little bit. So think about that. And it's not just about that center. Remember, we got impacts well outside the center, well outside the cone, and we're going to watch that as it moves north with time. So that's wind. That could be the rainfall that we can see. Conditions could change on us a little bit. And we're going to be watching this the entire week. That's Wednesday. That's Thursday. That's Friday up into Georgia and the Carolinas. So, you know, we're going to be talking about this for a while. Look at that rainfall. We've been talking about it. An important point I want to make about this rainfall. One is in the Bahamas. You can see that 15 to 20, even a maximum of 30 inches of rain, because it just stalls. It's just longer time to bring those winds and that rain. But look northward. We've got a couple questions talking about, well, it looks like most of the rain is offshore. What I wanted to say about this is that rainfall forecast from the Weather Prediction Center depends so highly on the track. So if you think you're not going to get the rainfall because there's the coast of Florida, remember this. If the track shifts a little bit, so does the maximum rainfall. So that 6 to 10 inches of rain can move in either direction depending on our track. So we'll be watching that real close. So that's the latest update from the National Hurricane Center. This has been Ken Graham.